which they were travelling nowhere in sight, she'd been forced to act. Poor Dandy would have frozen by now. Still, reaching an untimely end in the wilds of England was decidedly not the manner in which Addy had planned to spend the Christmas season. Rather, she had intended to surprise her dearest friends from the Swiss finishing school she'd been forced to attend at her mother's determined insistence. Mama was intent upon Addy finding a proper husband, the nobler the better, a foreign prince if possible. Addy, meanwhile, was equally intent upon never surrendering her freedom to the institution, and particularly not with some dreadful foreign prince. As she'd predicted, finishing school had proven deadly dull. Addy had done everything in her power to be sent home. Only two good things had come of the decidedly miserable experience. The first had been the friendship she'd forged with Lady Lila and Lady Violetta Letty Hawthorne. And the second was her beloved French bulldog, Dandelion. After discovering her at a stop in Paris, Addy had brought Dandy home to New York City with her, and they'd been inseparable ever since. Lady Letty and Lady Lila, however, had returned to England following their equally ignominious tenure at Académie Clermont. And oh, how dearly she'd missed them over the past 3 years. It was difficult to believe how much time had passed since Addy had been sent away from finishing school in disgrace herself. They'd been relegated to long-winded letters and the occasional transatlantic telegram in the intervening years. But it had been a pale comparison to the times they had spent laughing and singing and plotting their latest foibles together in Switzerland. Finally, they were meant to have been reunited. Les Trois Mousquetaires, as they had been known at the Académie Clermont, and only because Addy had decided she'd had enough of their elder brother's infuriating refusal to allow them to visit her in New York City. This time, she had chosen to surprise her friends. When they had written to her with grave disappointment at their inability to accept her invitation for a Christmas in New York City, thanks to the Duke's maddening disapproval, Addy had decided it was time to take matters into her own hands. Mama had been thrilled. Addy's trip to England, and to a Duke's manor house no less, was a feather in her cap and a source of unabashed bragging to her inner circle. Only think of how fortunate the Duke of Marchingham will be to have my Adelia paying him a call, she had told Mrs. William Spencer Clay with a smug air. I can just imagine how utterly charmed such a gentleman will be by darling Adelia's clever wit. Darling Adelia was something Mama only called her in public. The rest of the time she was more commonly referred to as Adelia Louise Stonehurst Fox, in an irate fashion. Mama was quite fond of reminding everyone she'd been born a Stonehurst, even when she was enraged. For her part, Mrs. William Spencer Clay had mustered up a smile that had more resembled a grimace of despair, for she had four daughters of her own, none of whom had been invited to spend Christmas with a duke.
Of course, my dear Bettina.
Never mind that Addy hadn't been invited, either. With another sigh, she released her hold on the blinds, allowing them to close and blot out the unrelenting snowy vista beyond. Her fingers were numb inside her gloves, so she tucked them beneath the furs in her lap. Perhaps her end would be fitting. Mama had forever lectured her that she needed to be more judicious in her decisions. And as much as Addy despised conceding any point to her mother, however small, as she shivered in misery in the carriage that had failed on the final leg of her journey, she had to admit that perhaps Mama had been right after all.
Thump, thump, thump,
Addy screamed, and she jolted upright in her seat with so much force, propelled by her startlement, that she struck her